The typical course of treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder involves 9 to 12 sessions with a therapist.
And there's no medications involved. It is an approach that focuses on the way that trauma impacts the way that you think, the way that you behave, and the way that you feel.
Joanne Davis is co-director for the Tulsa Institute for Trauma, Abuse, and Injustice and an associate professor of psychology at the University of Tulsa. She's launching a study of a two-sided treatment approach for PTSD because traditional therapy helps with functional issues.
But nightmares and sleep problems are considered to be the hallmark of post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're really looked at important factors that not only help in the development of post-traumatic stress disorder, but also in maintaining it over the long term.
When you dream, the neurons in your brain make connections between things that happen during the day and things you've experienced before. For people suffering from PTSD, that cycle can end up reinforcing the disorder.
What we think is happening is the brain is just stuck on a loop, and it's replaying the same scenarios over and over again.
In Davis's experience, 20 to 25% of those with PTSD not brought on by combat dream about the events, things like sexual assaults, car crashes, and natural disasters.
But they'll also usually have similar dreams in which the theme may be the same in terms of safety or danger, but something about the situation is different. For people who have been through combat, we find that it's 50% who have those replicative nightmares where it's almost the exact same thing happening repeatedly.
These nightmares tend to stick around a long time. Think of the worst night's sleep you've ever had, then multiply it by a lot.
In our clinical trials, the non-combat trials that we've done, it's an average of 16 to 18 years that people have suffered from nightmares multiple times per week. And in our combat study that we did a couple years ago, it was an average of 40 years.
Davis says there is hope, though.
If you can adjust sleep patterns and sleep habits and really focus on the nightmares themselves, oftentimes that they will resolve. And we have had tremendous success with this treatment approach over the last 13 years we've been studying it.
The treatment approach is facing those nightmares.
They will write the nightmare out. They will read it aloud in session. And by doing this, it helps kind of take some of the power away from the nightmares. A lot of people don't talk about their nightmares. They may say that they have them, but they won't talk about them in terms of content or detail. And the process of doing that helps to alleviate the nightmare somewhat. And then we also help people identify what the themes are within their nightmares, and then help them to address those themes, and then we actually rewrite the nightmare.
Rewriting the nightmare prepares patients' brains to frame it differently the next time it surfaces. That helps them sleep better, which may help traditional treatment work better. And Davis is looking for patients.
We're hoping to recruit a minimum of 90 people. The treatment sessions will be about 16 to 18 sessions, and we're doing them twice a week, so it's about a two-month commitment. And then we follow people up over time at 3 months after treatment and then 6 months after treatment to see how they're doing.
Treatment is free, and anyone interested can call 918-631-3976. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.